family and friends of Alamo United Methodist Church. What a joy it is to come in front of you today and see so many faces.
Amen.
Listening and looking for God's Word. We pray that you find it here today. The reading of the Scripture is coming from Psalm 63, as printed in the New King James Version of our Bible. This is a psalm of David while he was defending his life in Judah. O God, you are my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. So I have looked for you in the sanctuary to seek your power and your glory. Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise you. Thus I will bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name.
Amen.
My soul shall be satisfied with as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise you with joyful lips. When I remember you are on my bed, I meditate on you in the night watches. Because you have been my help, therefore, in the shadows of your wings, I will rejoice. My soul follows close behind you. Your right hand upholds me. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Welcome to the glory.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you this morning, gracious and merciful. Oh, an awesome Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord, how you hold us close and how you love us. How you bless us. How you put up with us, Lord, when we do wrong. We give thanks to you, Lord, for caring and loving. We ask this morning, Lord, that you would accept our thanks, accept our worship, Lord. And I pray that our worship would be true and be spirit-filled. We thank you, Lord, for this day, and we ask that you would help those today that may be burdened down with something. Today would be their day, that they can find freedom, that whatever the enemy may have a hold on them, today that they will be loose. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, good morning. Well, look at yonder at all these wonderful faces out there. It's awesome. Look at you. You ought to pat yourself on the back. Go ahead and pat yourself on the back. Amen. 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 Now, how about doing this? Let's give the Lord a little a hand clap, all right? Let's clap for him. Somebody told me the other day that you started to act like a Baptist. Well, that's not my aim, but I just want you to know that I'm happy, and I want you to feel the same happiness. Amen? Amen. So at this time, would you please stand? And now would you pass the peace to each other? Amen? And welcome each other. God bless y'all. God bless you. Amen. 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 God bless you. Amen. 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 Well, have you seen everybody, right? Amen. You may be seated.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Let us pray. Gracious God, We thank you for the gift of quiet and the opportunity for reflection. As we gather today, we seek to still our minds and open our hearts to your presence. May the words of our sermon on contemplation resonate within us, leading us to a deeper understanding of your love and a closer relationship with you. Help us to listen for your voice, to find peace in your presence, and to grow in faith and understanding. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
This is going forward, and this is FYI, and you'll hear more information. Watch your websites and the information coming down that I'll be putting out. We had a Zoom meeting last Sunday with the bishop, and they have decided to redesign the district. And the reason why is they're doing that is that they've got too many districts and not enough churches. So what the plan is to consolidate it to three districts. There'll be the North District, the South, and the Central. So that's what's coming down. I mean, it's not going to mean a whole lot of changes for us, except maybe a name change. I don't think, I believe Robert will continue to be our DS, but all that's coming down the pipe, just so you know, so you won't be blindsided. They're going from 15 districts to just three districts, right?
Will you stand for opening him just as I am with one plea? Just as I am.
Amen.
the 8th verse, and from Matthew 11, 28 through 30. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. These are the words of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
God, thank you for gathering us here, especially for gathering us for Heather and Ted to bring their messages that you have provided them. Thank you, God, that you have put us in a place where we can hear your word by your ministers, and help us to remember it and take it to the communities in which we live, where we can share your word and make it truly be just your word. In your holy name we pray.
Try it. All right, good morning. ready. You're not the only one taking a little extra time with me this morning. All right. So today we're going to talk about a heavy burden. What do you think something that's heavy is? What are things that are heavy? A blue whale. Could you pick him up? No way. What about a feather? You can't pick a feather up? Yes, you can. What were you going to say? Something that was heavy. The cross?
Oh, yes. You're right.
A what? A tank. Yes, that would be heavy. An ocean would be heavy. The earth would be heavy. What about some things? Are books heavy? No. Maybe. Okay, but one book? What about two books? What about three books? Four books? It's going to be heavy? A billion books? Okay, so five books. Okay, so you said books aren't heavy, so stand up. Okay? Now I want you to hold your hands out, and I want you to hold this book. Hold this bag with two hands, and we're going to count. Hold it straight out like this. Straight out. Okay. Is it heavy? No. Wait, hold it up. Nope. Hold it up. It's not heavy. It's not heavy. Hold it there. Just keep holding it. And we're going to see. Tell me when it gets heavy. Is it getting heavy? Yeah. Okay, great. So that's what happens. Sometimes God is telling us that we can, your muscles get tired, right? So God's not talking about our muscles getting tired. He's talking about maybe our heart getting tired. And what could make our heart tired is maybe things that are not going our way, or sins that we have in our heart, or doing things maybe that we shouldn't. So what are some things? What about when your parents say you do something you don't do, or your teachers?
Well now, good morning. Our message this morning is on the subject of contemplation. Contemplation. I have a hard time saying that word, but so bear with me if I mispronounce it periodically. Contemplation. And this is week three of our From the Ashes Lenten series. Week three. And this is a 6-week series, and we're halfway through. And today, we're going to talk about contemplation. And what that means is being still and quiet with God. Being still and quiet with God. Now, I don't know about you, but I have a hard time sometimes being still. I have got to be doing something, somewhere. Now, Tessa would probably tell you, I don't know, every time I come in, you see you laying on that couch. But what you don't know, I've been working before then. But I have a hard time sitting still. I got to be doing something all the time. And I guess it's because of the way we live our life. It can get so chaotic and so hectic, and we're going here, we're going there, and we just don't have time to be still, to be still. And to be honest, it feels awkward just to do nothing, just to do nothing. So each week we've been looking at a different aspect of our Lord's life and his ministry during his time here on earth. And each week we get a glimpse into the abundant life possible in and through our Lord. And the first week it was temptation. The second week it was Christ-like humility. And this week it'll be contemplation, being still and quiet with God. So I want you to listen to me and find out how the Bible can help us get some still and some quiet time with the Lord. Now, when you think about contemplation, I can't help but think about this one passage in Mark 1:35. You see, when Jesus, when he walks off into the desert, and this is in Mark chapter 1, verse 35, he went out early in the morning for prayer. He had to get away. He got away from the crowds. He got away from his disciples. And he got away for some quiet and some still time with the Heavenly Father. Now, this ought to be, it is an example for us that when we get burdened down, when we just cannot see what's in front of us, things get so chaotic and hectic in our lives till we can't even sleep at night, then it's time. It's time to be still. Be still and see what God can do for you. It's time to lift up your eyes and listen to him. And what it may come as a surprise to some, but your prayer life is a direct line to the source of life that Jesus has for you. Isn't it awesome that we, as believers, we have the opportunity to have a conversation as long and as often as we want with the Creator of this universe? I don't know about you, but that makes me feel very, very good. And what we ought to do is put in practice how we might be able to communicate with him. And because Jesus, he got up early in the morning, it was still dark, and he went off to a solitary place. You see, and I wonder, did Jesus just sit there in silence? You know, did he sing a song? I wonder if he brought a list of all the things that he had to ask the Heavenly Father. You know, did he quote scripture? I don't know what he asked, you know. But when I think about contemplation, I think about stillness and what God can do for us if we will simply listen to him. And when we pray, back up and just listen to what he says. I wonder this morning, how many times have you prayed? How many times have you called on the Lord and said, this way? You've heard it twice already, but I think it's very important that we hear it one more time. And it comes from Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30. Listen to what the Lord says. He says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened. What are you burdened down with this morning? What's on your mind? What's on your heart? And I will give you rest. You don't have to worry about Give it to me, and I'll give you rest. And then he says, take my yoke. Let me come along beside you and help you with this. And then he says, learn from me. You know, when you learn from Jesus, you're learning from the best, or the only teacher that a believer should ever learn from. He says, because I am gentle and humble in heart. He wasn't like the Pharisees that turned everything that upside down and made it hard for the people. He says, I'm gentle and humble in heart. And then you know what he said? You'll find rest in your soul. Dear one, there's rest for you this morning. There's rest for you. There's a burden lifter who can do it for you if you let him. He says, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. He's not going to put a burden on you that you cannot bear. He's going to help you bear that burden. The one who bore the hardest burden for all of us was the Lord Jesus Christ. He bore the burden of sin for the world, for you and me. He bore this on his back, on the cross, died for you and me and for the world, so that we might have a right to the tree of life. There's no other way we could do that other than through our Lord. So when you start talking about burdens, remember the burden that he bears. And remember that he has come alongside us to help us bear our burden. We thank the Lord for this. We thank him, and we know that we cannot do it without him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for bearing our burden. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Let us pray this morning. I want you to pray. You pray your prayer. Pray it within your heart, within your mind. But listen to this prayer. God, there are times when I feel distant from you. Help me to carve out time necessary in my life to develop a deep and abiding relationship with you. Give me a focused desire to know you and to make you known to others around me. Please help me to add a regular time of prayer to what I do every day. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 While we prepare for the invitation this morning, if you've got a burden,
stand for a hymn of invitation. His eye is on the sparrow. Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven? Jesus is my portion, my constant friend is he. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. I sing because I'm happy. Let not your heart be troubled. His tender word I hear, and resting on his goodness, I lose my doubts and fears. When by the path of the one step I may see, his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me.
I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. For his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. Whenever I am tempted, whenever clouds arise, when song is placed to sighing, when hope within me dies, I draw the closer to him. From care he sets me free. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. For his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me.
They shall fall by the sword. They shall be a portion for jackals. But the king shall rejoice in God. Everyone who swears by him shall glory. But the mouth of those who speak lies shall be stopped. This is the word of God. For the people of God. Thanks be to God. Have a wonderful day.
Let me pray. Okay.
Randy's going to dismiss you with the song, but I want to pray with you before we go. Amen. Could you please stand? Please stand if you can. And if you're able to, just touch someone or hold someone's hand. If you're able to. If you can't, that's all right, too. That's all right, too. Okay? And I want you to do this. That person beside you, behind you, in front of you, or whatever, could you pray for that person during the week? Could you lift that person up? And most of all, Jesus wants you to look out for that person the best you can. Help that person to bear their burdens. And our burden bearer is Jesus. Lord, we look to you. We look to you, Lord, to help us with the things that are our burdens, the things that we carry around. We look to you, Lord, to be with us and guide us as we leave this place, because when we leave this place, this is where the battle truly begins. Out there in your vineyard. Help us, Lord, to be more like you, to be more prayerful. To imitate your humility, and Lord, remember the temptation, how to overcome it. Bless us, Lord. Send us forth. And we ask this in your blessed name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Our closing hymn is Rock of Ages, Cleft for Me. Rock of Ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the mud from the wounded side which flowed be of sin the double cure. Save from wrath and make me pure. Not the labors of my hands can fulfill the law's demands. Could my zeal no respite know? Could my tears forever flow? All for sin could not atone. Thou must save, and thou alone. Nothing in my hand I bring, simply to the cross I cling. Naked come to thee for dress, helpless look to thee for grace. How unto the mountain fly, wash me, Savior, or I die.
Go in peace.